everybody. Welcome to the Marjorie June Podcast. I am so happy you're here today. I'm excited to share with you things that the Lord has done in my life. I have challenged myself to come up with stories from my past and teach from those stories. It is a challenge for me because I know I love to teach the Word of God, and I love the fulfillment I feel when I teach the Word of God, but I've noticed that I lack stories. And so the challenge right now for me is to come up with the story and then teach from that story. And so today, the story is about when I first went to Point Loma Nazarene University. And I've told you my testimony from the very first episode when I was extremely shy. And I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, and the Lord did some emotional healing. I had a new courage in me, and my goal was to meet everybody in that university, 2,000 people. And so part of the steps I took to do that was to get a job in the cafeteria. So I worked early mornings in the cafeteria. I've always been a morning person. Well, I shouldn't say always, because my husband says I've kind of switched now, but I don't mind getting up early in the morning if I have to. And so I would get up, I would see the beautiful sunrise, and we were right on the ocean. You could see the ocean on my walk from my dorm to the cafeteria. And I remember thanking the Lord every day for it and saying, Lord, help me to never take this for granted. It's so beautiful here. And it's still beautiful. If you ever get a chance to visit Point Loma Nazarene University, it's worth it. It's just a beautiful campus. Well, I started meeting people in the cafeteria, and a lot of them were from Mexico. So this one young man from Mexico, he's probably around my age. His name was Tony. And Tony and I got to be friends, and we would eat together after we were done with all of our work. And I started talking to him about the Lord. I think I might have assumed he was already a Christian, but he wasn't. And as I talked to him, I don't know if it was like meeting after meeting or if it was just one meeting. I don't remember, but he received the Lord Jesus Christ with me. It was so awesome. Well, at that time, I was already attending Skyline Wesleyan, and that's a church where I actually eventually met my husband and married him there. John Maxwell was the big service preacher, and Tim Elmore was the collegian career teacher. He was our main pastor. And they were so good at having all kinds of mission trips for us to choose from. Well, every spring break, we went to Mexicali. It was a trip that we partnered with Azusa Pacific University, and lots of people partnered with them. So there was people coming, youth groups coming from all over the place. We would camp in Mexicali, which is in Mexico over the border. And then each group, like each individual group, whether we were from Skyline Wesleyan or a youth group somewhere, we would each have our own village we ministered in, and we'd have the same village every year in order to form relationships. So it was a really cool concept. Plus, we were being ministered to ourselves back at the camp. We would have gatherings of worship that night and testimonies and challenges given by the pastor to grow closer to the Lord. It was really an awesome week. Well, I knew we needed another translator, and I thought of Tony. So I asked him if he'd be interested in going to Mexicali with us for a week, and he said yes. Well, we come to find out that the little village that we're assigned to every single year is his home village. Isn't that wild? It's his home village. His relatives live there. That is so amazing that God would do that. Here he is, a guy working in the cafeteria in San Diego at Point Loma University. I invite him to go to Mexicali with us as a translator. We end up ministering every single year in his small village. That is incredible. So we got to shower at his relative's house, and it was just how God does these things is so amazing. How he puts people together and gives you an idea. I bet there's a lot of ideas you've had you didn't know it was God. Some people say it's a coincidence. Even Christians say that, but how could it be a coincidence? No, God orchestrated it. He orchestrates things for us because he loves us. Even when we don't love him back, he still loves us. He is incredible. The scripture I want to bring out is 2 Timothy 4, where we should be instant in season and out of season. What does that mean? It means you're always ready. It means you have been spending time with him. You are growing in your knowing your identity with him. You are so in love with him because you have received his love for you. That's the only way you can love him back, is because you have a revelation of his love for you. And that revelation can only get deeper, broader, wider, because there is no end to his love. And I don't think we can ever stop discovering how much he loves us, because it's level, not level, but depth upon depth upon depth of it is his love. So in another version, 2 Timothy 4 says to proclaim the word of God and stand upon it no matter what. Rise to the occasion and preach when it is convenient and when it is not. Preach in the full expression of the Holy Spirit with wisdom and patience as you instruct and teach the people. Well, what does that mean? Are we all called to preach in front of people, stand up and preach? No, that's not what it means. To preach is just to bear witness of who he is. And most of the time, it's not in words, because it says, do it in the full expression of the Holy Spirit. What is the full expression of the Holy Spirit? What do people see? They see the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And what is the fruit of the Holy Spirit? They see your love and experience your love, your joy. You're having joy in the midst of difficult situations. Your peace. You're peaceful in the midst of difficult situations, or when someone comes against you, or when people think you've done something that you didn't, or when you did do something and you're so embarrassed about it, but people took it way out of context. But you have peace, love, joy, peace, patience. Some people that have dealt with anger and they believe they've gotten over it, but they're still impatient. There's still a seed of that anger there that they need to pluck out. And how do you do that? But by getting the word of God in you, picking out two or three verses that deal with it and just meditating on it every day. Take 10, 15 minutes a day, carry the verses around with you, think upon them. And then imagine yourself in those places where you're most impatient, whether it's when you're driving, when you're cleaning and you hurt yourself, or something is not working for you over and over and over again. Maybe you're fixing something and it's not working, or maybe it's a spouse that you get angry at when your spouse asks questions, or a child or a neighbor does something that over and over you don't like. Imagine yourself being patient in those situations, and imagine it over and over and over again until it becomes the new you. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, being kind to people. Wherever you go, the kindness is, it's taking a step more than you would normally take. It's walking to your colleague for a second and just being kind to them, showing them kindness. Like, last week or 2 weeks ago, one of my colleagues, she lost her son to suicide, and I knew the day was coming. And so I have candles in my room that I've saved for gifts. What I didn't know is I also had a bag for a gift and tissue paper for a gift. So I put a candle in there in the bag with tissue paper. I brought it over to her and I just said, this is for you because you are loved. And she told me, you know, she gave me the longest hug, number one. And then she told me later that when she took it out, that she loves the scent of vanilla. Well, I didn't know that. And I also didn't know I put vanilla in the bag. And it said something about, it had the word peace on it. She said, which is exactly what I need in my heart. See, God knew all this. He had it all worked out. And just because I was willing to take that step of kindness, what it took me an extra 5 minutes, and also pre-planning, I had candles in my room. But wow, kindness. It's so good. And it doesn't require a lot of time most of the time. Sometimes it does. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, having goodness in your heart, good thoughts. Your thoughts are energy. They carry energy. And if your thoughts are negative towards somebody, towards a situation, you're releasing negative energy. It's true. It is really true. And so your thoughts are, they count. They're important. You need to be thinking about things that are good and honest and pure and true. That's Philippians 4:8. So expression of the Holy Spirit, preach in the full expression of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Are you being faithful to your spouse, faithful in your thoughts, faithful with your eyes? Are you looking at other people? Are you watching things on TV or on social media or listening to music you should not be listening to? Because I'm telling you, it is limiting your life and your ability to have abundance in every area because you have chosen those things over faithfulness. Are you faithful to your job? Are you showing up on time? Are you doing the work you're supposed to be doing? Are you going a little bit over and a little bit beyond? Are you faithful to your friends? Are you faithful? Are you keeping your word when you say you're going to do something? Or have you overcommitted? Or do you have every intention of doing it, but you end up not doing so many things? Okay, there's a problem there. Faithfulness. All of these things are already in you because they're a part of the Holy Spirit. So as you meditate and you imagine yourself, just pick one area and imagine yourself in those times when you have lacked in the full expression of the Holy Spirit. Imagine yourself having the full expression of the Holy Spirit in those situations over and over and over again. I'm telling you, your imagination can help you create a new you. It's really the true you. It's not a new you, it's the true you. And it's hidden in the Holy Spirit. The reason I say hidden is because we've allowed other stuff to cloud who we are in Him. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. Are you gentle with your words to your spouse, to your colleagues, on emails? Are you gentle? Do you remember to say, good day, how are you, on your emails? And to say thank you at the end. If it's confrontive in any way, you might want to second think about sending that email because it can be taken in so many tones. If it's confrontive in any way, it's better to just do it face-to-face or if you can't do that, over the phone. And to rethink things and have people read it over before you send it, because I have sent some things not even thinking that anyone, like it wasn't even confrontive, I thought, and somebody thought it was because it was an email and I forgot to say good afternoon and it didn't have anything like that that would make it nicer, you know? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Do you have self-control in your eating? Okay, because that's where I am on a journey, and I've been on a journey my whole life with having self-control with my food, intake. Just choosing the right foods, really. And do you have self-control, and are you spending time with the Lord? That goes back to faithfulness, too. Are you spending time with Him? Are you desiring to know His thoughts, to see His thoughts, to know how He thinks, so that you can begin thinking the same way? Because everything starts with our thoughts. Do you have a desire to know Him? The self-discipline of spending time with Him, spending time even worshiping Him, spending time with His people that are also hungry for Him, this creates a greater hunger in you for Him. And without that hunger, everything becomes very difficult and a chore and becomes more religious than relationship. And we are after relationship. And by the way, the full expression of the Holy Spirit is found towards the end of Galatians 5, around verse 20, 21. You can find it there. So we are to proclaim the word of God no matter what, like I was able to do with Tony. And when it was through relationship. Relationship is huge. Build relationship with a person. Let them see the full expression of the Holy Spirit. Don't talk about people negatively when you're with that person. That's not living the full expression of the Holy Spirit. Preach whether you feel like it or not. I mean, you don't feel like being faithful, like your time limit for lunch is so much time and you don't feel like being faithful. Well, you better be faithful, because the friend you're talking with and building a relationship with is watching, and they probably would do the same thing with you, but you know, it matters. It just matters. So be faithful in season and out of season to preach the gospel in the full expression of the Holy Spirit with wisdom. Wisdom. We are to love wisdom. If you read a Proverbs every day and ask the Lord to help you grow in your relationship and your love for wisdom, she will become your friend. I say she because Proverbs calls wisdom a she. She will become your friend, and you need wisdom to be your friend. It says, with wisdom and patience, as you instruct and teach the people. So maybe it's a person. Have patience with that person. Have patience with them. And listen to the Holy Spirit. You are one with the Holy Spirit. Imagine yourself one with the living God. And have his patience, have his wisdom as you are building relationship with a person that you want them to know Jesus. Just have patience. So I just think it's really awesome how God does things in our lives that bring a person into our lives that we can build a relationship. They may or may not accept the Lord. You know, it's not your job to get them to accept the Lord. It's your job to sow the seed, to have the full expression of the Holy Spirit, to be ministering in season and out of season through this full expression, through your words, through your thoughts, and to allow the Lord to direct you. Like the thought came to my mind to ask him if he wanted to be a translator on this trip. That was a thought from the Holy Spirit. I didn't know that he came from this little small town where we were going to minister. That was God orchestrating all of this. That's what he does. He's the great orchestrator. He's the great orchestrator. But we play a role. We play a role in that. You know, why is he telling us to proclaim the word of God? Why is he telling us to do this in the full expression of the Holy Spirit? This is our role. How are we going to do that without spending time with him, without knowing his personality, his way of thinking? How are we going to have the fruit of the Spirit if we're not in the word, if we're not imagining ourselves to have the patience when we don't have patience? Imagination is really a key to walking in faith and changing our lives and being a co-creator with the Lord Jesus Christ. So anyway, I hope this encourages you to be instant in season and out of season, to have the full expression of the Holy Spirit, and that you would walk with the Lord this week with all of that in mind. Have a wonderful week. Until next time, see you later.